Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's. Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's last call. My name is Rodolphe Bay Israel.
I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel consist of Latino Americans, Native Americans, and so-called African Americans. And we do this program every Sunday at 11 a.m. And we cater to our nation. So that ain't all we do. I want to mention a few of the ministries that we have. And one of the ministries that we have is my brethren, Yaqua Ben Israel, does a video every Tuesday, and he does a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And also he writes some very, very good books that you can find on Amazon. I'll name a few of them. One of them is called The Illicit God. Another one is The Imperial Hebrew Negro. And he does several more books, you know. And also my brother, Adair Bay Israel does his video on Saturday evening. He also do the blog talk radio show with me on every Sunday at 11 a.m. Plus, I have another brother, Brother Benaiah Bay Israel. He does videos. He's still getting going, but he'll get going again. And you can find all of this. Also, I'm sorry, we also have a food pantry named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry, which you can all find up in the 12 tribes of Israelites. And that's all lowercase letters. Plus, after this, we're going to do a fishing for men. And you can feel free to join us on Pow Talk. And we're going to have our prayer ministry. So we have a lot. We have several different ministries that we do every week. And again, you can find all this at 12tribesisraelites.com. And that's all lowercase. I'll spell it out for you. And that's lowercase TWELVETRIBES Israelites. ISRAELITES.com. 12tribesisraelites.com. All lowercase letters. And also, we have a call-in number that you can call us in at 845-261-9966. Again, that's 845-261-9966. Okay, being though all that said, our show today, the title of our show today is Light Brethren is Leaving the Earth. Light Brethren is Leaving the Earth. Now, you know, my brothers, they always, you know, we always ministering to our nation and trying to get, you know, we're looking for light brothers. We're looking for light brothers, constantly fishing for men, looking for light brother. Now, the reason we're looking for light brothers, yes, Messiah commanded us to look for our light brother, and that's what we're doing, but, we are going to leave this reality. So we live in times where as though things are becoming, as 2 Timothy speak about, critical hard times to deal with, you know, and so forth and so forth. But we are living in the end, the very end of this reality. And this is why my brethren, they know that they see the warning signs. They see all the signs. We see, you know, like what my brother Yaqua mentioned, we see the signs of Kamala Harris, the Secretary of State, Nancy Pelosi. We see them in power. We see that soon old Joe ready to, you know, kick the bucket and they're going to take over. We know that through scriptures that these things is right at our doorstep. So It's an emergency that we find our light, brother. And this is why we do this ministry, you know. But at the same point, the brothers know, light brothers know, we're going to leave this earth. We're going to leave this reality. And it reminds me of one of the scriptures at Matthew 24:22. And it says, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened. You see, back to the elect. Back to the elect. So the Heavenly Father is only shortening the days so that the elect sake, us, light brother, sake that nobody be destroyed. But it's for the elect sake. The elect, light brethren. Light brethren is doing this ministry. You see, looking for light brothers. That's exactly what we're doing. Looking for light brethren. And today, I'm going to start off with scripture to show you again, we are going to leave this reality. Now, my first scripture for today is going to be John 14:1-4. Again, John 14:1-4. Now, listen what Messiah said. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in the Heavenly Father. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know, and the way ye know. Okay. See, Messiah saying it himself. He went to prepare a place in the upper eons for light brethren. So, meaning, we going to go. You say, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Which means we're going to leave this reality. We're going to leave this present reality that we're living in, and we're going to go. But before we go, Messiah gave us a command that we search for our light, brother. And that's what we're doing now, looking for light, brother. But we are going to leave. We're not going to stay in this reality. And that's why we have to take advantage of when we have these ministries that we're doing.
Right.
You see, brother, we're doing these ministries so we can go.
Right.
But we're looking for our light, brother, before we go. But we see the signs that soon, we don't know, but we know this ministry ain't going to continue because of the lawlessness that's taking place. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Right. So what my brother's saying in a nutshell is this. Now, we've been here on this earth for thousands of years. And since Yaldabaoth and his consort, Lilith, and a lot of people don't know about Lilith, a lot of people don't know about Yaldabaoth. But what my brother's saying is this, because it's terrible now, because so many people, it seemed like, I'm going to say this, it seemed like right now, the awakening amongst the people is going to teeter down. I remember my brother Yaquab said, after a while, people just going to be like, man, I'm tired of hearing that. Ain't nothing happens, or they're going to go back into the world. And that's really what's going on right now. But what my brother's saying is this, in a nutshell. Israel is down here, and we're at the end of the age. And it's time for us to be restored in this physical reality, the ones who are not going to go into the kingdom's realm. This physical reality should be elevated as well as the earth, because she's been lowered in her vibration as well as us for a certain period of time. But this whole thing is an experiment, and this experiment is only out of all the nations and people on this earth and all the other worlds. It's only meant for a certain seed that the creator gods, like my brother just said, Rudolph, put on these planets. And the one on this particular planet is Israel. So I'm going to go in the keys of Enoch, and I'm going to show you that this experiment that he said Messiah was giving all things to create certain things. I'm going to keep the Enoch and show you that the experiment is only for the seed of Israel. And when you read other books, it'll say the seed of worlds. And the Gentiles make you think, all of them, man, we all got this gift. We built this earth, and we all got this gift, and they coming back to get us. I'm telling you. But they ain't one of them jokers, them wicked jokers. Listen to this. I'm in the Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge. I'm in the definitions. If you go to definitions, to it says, Israel people. Now listen to this. This will tell you who the spirit is. Oh, or like my brother said, the light brother leaving the earth. Okay. I'm in the definition of Israel, I mean, in the definition of the Keys of Enoch, Book of Knowledge, in the back, and it's a Israel people of, it's a, the most recent experiment. So this is something new that Messiah did, because Messiah tell you is an experiment down here in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a, the most recent experiment by the Elohim, that means the creator God of this universe, which is Metatron. Okay, to upgrade the human evolution. Okay, when they say human evolution, okay, we know that man is a light brother. I mean, let me tell you this. Man is a spirit, meaning the spirit sparked from the upper eons.
Mm-hmm.
When they say human, that means the light that came into the physical bodies, and they call hue, meaning it's a color, it's a flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's human. And then you got mankind, which is everybody else. Okay. So when it say human, it's talking about us that came in the upper eons down to the physical bodies. Okay. It say the human evolution by a people who would have a higher perpetual channel, meaning frequency or knowledge, of spiritual energy connected with the power of the Shekinah. And you know that Shekinah was told to tabernacle only in Israel. So it can't be anybody else on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a power of the Shekinah, the Holy Spirit, to this people, talking about Israel, the Torah, or the spiritual Torah, was given to that, the planetary level of knowledge and the higher blueprint, which is Enoch, of spiritual wisdom could be used within the larger reality of the physical universe. So what that's saying is, all the universes that got physical entities on our physical bodies, this is what's going to happen to that, the seed that came on those worlds. So that's what my brother talking about.
Mm-hmm.
For it is time for light brothers to leave the world. He's talking about a specific seed that they're planted on these worlds. Because most people, they just going, some people will get eternal life on these worlds, and they're going to stay on these worlds. They're not going to go up in the kingdom's realm like light brother, but it's going to be a renewal of the world. So it's time for us to go up in the righteous one to be renewed. So that's what my brother is saying about us thinking this work.
Right. That was very well said, brother. And that's exactly what I'm saying. You see, like brothers, see, we have an inheritance. My brothers always know,
right,
if it's one thing that they know, they have an inheritance that Messiah tells us about in different pseudepigraphal books. And we, even when we read the Nag Hammadi, it speaks about us inheriting worlds and planets and universes. See, light brothers know that. See, it also speaks about us going back to our roots for where we came from. So that's why I'm saying we don't have much time right now. Light brothers are leaving this reality, and that's why it's impeccable that light brothers search and find these light brothers, why Messiah has given us this time. Because, see, we only have an ample amount of time ourselves, you know, and then that's it. You see, it's going to be time to leave. So if you didn't leave, it speaks about, you know, you being incarnated,
right,
back,
right,
6,000, right, to 12,000 years,
right. Right.
You see,
right.
And that's in the Keys of Enoch.
Right.
So, you know, that's very important that, you know, that's why we do these ministries. You see, now, you know, we don't get a lot of, you know, people listening to,
right,
us.
Right.
But it ain't for everybody. It's for light brother in our nation.
Right.
You see? So, you know, I want to take us into another scripture, right? At Luke 21:28. And listen what this read. It says, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draw near. And the reason that I read this is because the things that light brother is seeing right now,
right,
We're seeing more signs and more things that's occurring, you see, that when we look up, it's telling us, look up, because soon we're going to leave. You know, we are going to leave because it's even, the scriptures even tell us, look, your redemption is drawing near, you see, from the currents of affluence of events
right.
that we continue to watch and
right.
see. This is why we diligently searching for our light, brother. So we can, you know, Messiah said he's not going to miss not one of them.
Right.
You know, I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
So that means we're going to be getting busy
right.
while Messiah, you know, telling him, you get busy.
Right.
You see?
Right.
We don't want to be caught with our hands in the
right.
cookie jar.
Right. Right.
We
right.
want to be
right.
busy
right.
working.
Right. Right.
That's why my brother always says, work while it's day.
Right. While it's day.
Because at night you ain't working.
You're doing nothing.
Nothing.
It's like you're right out somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Out somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now check this out. Now I'm going to show you something that's very interesting next. This next scripture I want to read is very interesting. Now listen to this. Now this scripture coming from 1 Peter 4:18. Now listen to this. This is going to help you to have a better perspective on things. At 1 Peter 4:18, it says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved,
right.
where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear?" Did you hear that? Let me read that again. Y'all didn't hear that. And if the 1 Peter 4:18, it says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear?" So what is that telling us? Now, when you're speaking about the righteous, he's talking about light brethren, us. We scared, we barely saved, and we're preaching and we're doing everything that Messiah said. So do you see the sense of urgency, light brethren? If y'all can hear me, that's out there. You see, we barely saved. With our nation, they'll be barely saved by a thread, you see. So it's telling me we must stay busy looking for light, brother, because we barely stayed. It don't say we finished the race by a mile or so. No, we make it by the skin of our teeth, okay? You see that? So that's something to think about. Now, I do want to add, you know, we do have a phone number, and our number is 845-261-9966. If there's any light brother out there or anybody out there that can recollect what we're talking about and you have unction to call, please feel free to call us, and we'll address it the best way that we know that we can address it, especially, you know, if you want someone of our nation. So feel free to call us. Now I have another scripture that I wanted to go into. That's at 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Now, check this out. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 reads, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be without the Lord." Now, I read that again to show you light brothers are leaving.
Right.
You see, we're not going to stay in this reality forever. We minister. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing now. But look what it's saying at 1 Thessalonians 4:17. We're leaving. We're going to be caught up in the air with Messiah
right.
and the other angels.
Right.
You know, we're leaving this reality. You know, so I stress. You know, when we do a ministry and my brothers is constantly saying, join us at the upperroom.com, join us at the prayer ministry, join us at Pow Talk, at the Fishing for Men. That's what they mean, because they know we're about to leave this reality.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, brother?
Right. So look, I'm going to say something to bring some clarity to what my brother just said. Now, he just said that the righteous shall barely be saved. Now, I'm going to add some clarity to what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
When he said the righteous, he's not talking about light bulbs.
Right.
He's talking about Israel, the ones who Christ came back to do certain things for the gospel. Like the light brother came back to give him the gospel, you know what I'm saying, leading back to the Father. So those are the ones he talking about when he say righteous. When he's talking about us, he called us the perfect ones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that, like, King Solomon, King David, all the disciples, you know, those are the things. Because when you start reading scriptures, not in the Bible, but when you start reading other books, you find out like King Solomon, King David, and all of them, they were light brother too, because they knew things that other people just didn't know, other parts of Israel. Now, listen to this. I'm going to show you the difference between what I was just saying,
mm-hmm.
okay, between the righteous and the perfect ones. The nation born within the nation, and they knew them not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to 1 Corinthians 15:23. It say, but every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Christ, the first fruits, plural. That's him and his brothers that came down when he came down. He threw them in the mother's womb before they was put to come down on the earth at the specific time. Then it say, afterwards, see, those are the ones who barely be saved.
Right.
They still want two wives. You know what I'm saying? You know, they still want that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It say, afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. See?
Mm-hmm.
Light brothers first, they leave first.
Right.
Then at his coming, those ones going to be barely be saved. So I want to throw that distinction out there so
right.
they have a difference of what they are saying. Now I'm going to Nag Hammadi because you both got need two precepts to back up each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to precept it with the Nag Hammadi. So the Nag Hammadi say, that's what my brother keeps saying, the top of the lead. Because
right.
we're breaking these mysteries down for people to receive. So if y'all, this stuff is, y'all hear this and this resonate with you, come join us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the Nag Hammadi. I'm in the Origin of the World, page 221. And it say, the glory of the unbegotten, so they say unbegotten, we're talking about the perfect ones, will appear and fulfill the eternal and fill the eternal realms where the prophets, see the perfect ones, the prophets, and the writing of the rulers or the judges of the earth, you know what I'm saying, are revealed and fulfilled by those who are called perfect. See, the prophets or the disciples, they are the perfect ones. Then it say, those who have not become perfect in the unbegotten Father will receive glory in their realms, every man to his order, and the kingdoms of immortality. See, they're going to stay on the physical reality, but they're going to rule forever. It say, but they will never enter the kingless realms. See,
mm-hmm.
that's the difference. The Bible, 1 Corinthians 15:23, precept with the Origin of the World, page 221, on the last precept of that read. So it shows you the distinction between the regular Israel and the perfect ones, which is light brother, who are seeking to fish for any light brother and sister who are out there. Like my brother just said, Rodolph, if this resonate with you, come join us in the upper room. Capital UU, capital UPPERRO, where I'm on Facebook, and come join us. Or go to 12 Tribes of Israel, all lowercase letters.com, fill out a request, and come join us.
You're right, brother. You see, and that's why light brother is here. It's important for our nation to take advantage of us while we're here.
Right.
And that's why I say we leaving,
right.
you see,
right.
why we here in this reality
right.
with you.
Because
right. once we leave, we're not coming back until it's time to come back. So that's why. And I thank my brother for giving a clarity on, because sometimes we speak light. Mm-hmm. And it'll go over the head.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good breakdown. Mm-hmm. Thank you for breaking that down. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, you know, it's important. That's why we here. That's why we keep telling you, join us in our prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come be with us. Join us.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, I want to read something, another scripture. Now, it's coming from the Nag Hammadi. And it's coming from page 263 in the Nag Hammadi. It's called Hermos and the Seed of Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out.
Which
now,
page?
Listen to what it says. The Nag Hammadi, page 263, Hermos, the Seed of Seth. And it says, then the great angel Hermos came to prepare the seed of great Seth through the Holy Spirit in a holy body begotten by the word, by means of the virgin of the defiled sowing of the seed in this eon. Great Seth came with his seed, and he sowed it in the realms that brought into the beings here below, whose number is the number of Sodom. Some say Sodom is the pasture of the great Seth, that is Gomorrah. But others say great Seth looked to the crop of Gomorrah and planted it in the second location where it was named Sodom. Now, here's the important part. That was important too. But this is the generation that appeared through Adikla. For by the word, she gave birth to truth and justice. This is the source of the seed of life eternal, which belongs to those who endure through knowledge of where they came from. This is the great incorruptible generation that has come through three worlds into this world. Right. So I want to just to show you that, see, it's speaking of light, brother, coming into this world, you see, but we come into this world to only look for our brethren and to help our nation. But since we are the seed of Seth and we came into this world, we're going to leave back home to our own, which we will call the Adamantine land.
Right.
We're going back home.
Let me say this real quick so you can see what he means. When he read in there, he said the Nimmer of Sodom. What is that saying? What he's saying is the Nimmer of Sodom is the body.
Right.
666. That is the mark of a man. That is the mark of Yaldabaoth. That's what he's saying, the Nimmer of Sodom. That means we came into these physical bodies, which is going to be destroyed.
Right. And see, the way they made man, you know, 365 demons, you see, 666 means 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons. See, that is the general makeup of man, which Yaldabaoth made us from.
The number of a man.
Right, the number of a man. 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons. That's just piggyback on what my brother was saying. Okay.
That's the mystery of Revelation when they say the mark of a man.
Right.
It's my Yaldabaoth science.
Right.
That's his body.
Yeah, his science from the left-hand side. You see, this physical reality. The one that Messiah is teaching us to ascend and leave. To leave these bodies. He teaches us the ascension and not the crucifixion. Okay.
He came to take the ascension,
right.
Not the crucifixion.
Right. Yeah, complete opposite. Okay. All right. I've got another scripture. Right. I have another scripture that I want to read from the Nag Hammadi. Now, this is a good one. Real good. Page 350, Nag Hammadi. Now, at page 350, the title is called The Creator Seed, The Creator Sends Fire, But the Generation of Those People is Rescued. Okay? And that's the title at 350. Again, it's called The Creator Sends Fire, But the Generation of Those People is Rescued. Now, listen to this. It says, then the God of the Eon will hand over to them some who served him. They will come to that land where the great people will be, who have not been defiled and will not be defiled by any desire, for they souls came not from the defiled hand, but from the great commandment of an eternal angel. Then fire, sulfur, asphalt will be cast upon those people, and fire and smoke will cover those realms. The eye of the power of the heavenly luminaries will be darkened, and the inhabitants of the realms will not be able to see in those days. But a great cloud of high light will descend, and more clouds of light will come down on them from the great eternal realms. Abrax, Sabalon, and Gamaliel will descend and rescue those people from the fire and wrath and take them above the realms and down and domains of the power and take them away, living and take them away, the realms and dwelling places of the great, therewith the holy angels and the eternal realms. The people will become like the angels, for they are not foreign to them. Rather, they labor with the incorruptible seed.
Now, hold up. Before you finish, I want you to answer one question, brother. Who is that eternal angel? I'm going to let you answer that.
Now, that eternal angel is Metatron.
No. But the eternal angel who gave the souls. We just talked about it. The one who gave the souls.
Okay. That eternal angel that is Jacob. Right. The eternal angel that gave the souls is Jacob.
Right.
And you can know that because he's the chief archangel in the heavens.
Yes.
Right. So Jacob is that eternal angel. But I read that is because, see, it's telling you that seed is going to be saved.
Right.
It's going to leave. It tell you even the angel's name, Abrax, Sabalo, and Gamaliel.
Right.
It's coming for them
to take
them away.
Right.
So in all the pseudepigraphal books, it shows you the elect, the light brethren, the barley is going to be taken away from these realities that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You know, and it shows you all throughout the pseudepigraphal book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I stress, that's why I keep saying light brother will lead the earth.
Right, right. Now look, see what this brother's saying is this in a nutshell, so you can get a commonality of what he's saying. What he's saying is it's a different lot of souls.
Mm-hmm.
All souls ain't from the same lot, just like all bodies or humans ain't from the same lot. So what he's saying is Jacob is the chief archangel. He was the first one created. He's even above Michael.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he said, I'm the chief archangel. When Uriel say, ain't you the one tabernacled among men? You know, like he was lesser than him. He had no understanding because he was not from the realm of Jacob. Jacob
right.
said, I'm the chief archangel of all the archangels. You know what I'm saying? So that's the eternal one who gave the souls. That's why when we read earlier talking about the earth was seated, yes, by Jacob. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying, is different souls.
Right. There's different souls. And see, it just goes to show you this, right? It goes to show you that even though Uriel was an archangel,
exactly,
but his realm was below
right.
Jacob's
right.
realm.
Right.
He said he
right.
was eight realms below him.
Right. Right.
You see,
right. Right.
that's a lot of realms.
Yes. Yes.
You see, in between.
Yes. And Jacob said, I was the firstborn of all the archangels. Look at that.
Right.
So that means he over Michael and all of them. He was the firstborn of any archangel. That's why Messiah said, you know, Messiah's with Israel. That's why when my brother just said, we gotta leave the earth because he's talking about a specific seed and a lot.
Right. That's going to leave. It's already decreed for us to leave.
Right.
So it's not even nothing we can do.
Nice, brother.
Even if we wanted to stay, we can't.
Yes, nice, brother.
We gotta go.
Yes, nice.
So, you know, it's just, you know, it's another breakdown of us leaving
right.
this reality.
Right.
Now, I've got another scripture. It's coming. Most of my scriptures are coming from the Nag Hammadi today. And I want to read you a scripture at page 562 in the Nag Hammadi. And the name of this is The Glories Enable Salvation. Now listen to this one. It says, therefore, their salvation, there have been appointed a specific powers. These same ones inhabited this world. And among the self-generated ones, there stand at such a eon certain glories, so that one who is in the world might be saved alongside them. These glories are perfect living concepts. It is impossible that they perish, because they are patterns of salvation. That is to say, anyone receiving them will be rescued to them. Being patterned one will be empowered by it, and having the glory as a helper. One thus passes through the world and of every eon. And there are the guardians of the immortal souls. Back to Gabriel. One name is Samasusis, Archimas, Luel, Manusis, and immortal spirits, Eusesis, Manusis, Yesicatus, and the commander who belongs to the child of the Savior, the child of the child, even the one who you know, who known you. Okay, I'm going to stop there. But letting you know that there is a specific seed that is going to be saved. And it went to the point, even them names was angels. I was naming angels' names that is going to also help in, and that's why it says we will basically join back with them.
Right.
You see, we have to.
Right.
The scriptures is telling you.
Right.
That's
right.
Why we got to leave.
Right. Right.
You see.
Right. Now listen to this. I'm gonna give you some help out why he said what Rodolph just said when he said we're gonna join back with them. Check this out. Now see, when you hear the word El, you know we know that's a God. Why do you think after every angel name on the right hand side it got El?
Mm-hmm.
El meaning a God. He's telling us we are gods. Psalms 82 and 6. He said, ye are gods, but children of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? That's why it keeps saying El, but the Gentiles have corrupted the word El, you know what I'm saying? And you make you think it's something else wicked. But El means God. That's why El, Michael, Uriel, Japhiel, Raphael, you know what I'm saying? And let you know they're God.
Right.
So that's what I just want to bring that out. I was like, we're going to be joined back with them.
Right.
Because these are the seeds on this earth who are gods, but shall die like men for a little while. But like my brother said, we're about to leave because, like you said, when the times are filled, a light or wisdom or knowledge or intelligence from the Book of Mormon shall come upon these people who are in darkness or sleep, like mm-hmm. Romans 13 says.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a piggyback a little bit off what my brother was saying, and I'm a kind of just piggyback and enhance what he's saying. See, we never die for real.
Right.
We never die.
Right.
You know, we incarnate.
Right.
You see, we go from one reality to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, we will never die.
Right.
You see, these bodies that we're going to take with us,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take, remember, when they took, when the other angels came, when Aniel and the other angels came, for Enoch, they took his body
mm-hmm.
and they transformed that physical body into energy.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
it left this reality, but it was transferred into spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen for life, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be transferred back into spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and a different reality.
Right.
Well, if you read in the keys of the Enoch, it talk about architrust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some people call it.
Right.
Some people say the null zone,
mm-hmm.
but architrust
mm-hmm.
is where we will be transformed
mm-hmm.
back into energy
mm-hmm.
through the brotherhood of light.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm. and also what he's saying is this. He said, like the Bible, the scripture tell us. You're going to have control over all the elements. That's what he's saying.
Right.
You're going to be able to change those elements and molecules to whatever you need to change to. and store them in your archives, and then when you need to recreate another body, that science is already in you, and you can use it for the world of reality wherever you go.
Right, you see? And this is the, see, but I want to get back to, this is why it's important that when the brothers, when my brothers is saying, come join us in the ministry, come join us in the prayer meeting, come join us at Power Talk, come to the upper room. See, these are things that we're speaking about in our ministry, in our upper room. You know, I was listening to my brother video the other day, and like he said, over the years, we've been talking this for years. So we done made, I don't know, thousands of books probably, you know, speaking in our ministry. See, that's why we said, join us. So you can get a better understanding what we're talking about, you see, and what we're saying. You can see all that in the 12 Tribes of Israel, Israelites.com. You can see that in the upper room. You can see that at Power Talk. You can see that in our prayer ministry. You can see that in our Fishing for Men ministry. You see, all of this stuff is in our ministry. This is why we're saying, come join us, because we know we're going to leave this reality,
right.
You see.
Right, right. So another thing to help you out, see, what life we're going to do, this is what we're doing to put it in, like I said, in commonality. Okay, what we're doing is we adding the science back to the scriptures, the unification of scripture and science, alchemy, like Enoch say, you know what I'm saying? Without science, you wouldn't have had over, you call what Messiah did wickedness or magic. But it ain't really nothing but just science. Adding the science, controlling of all the elements, like you said, we're going to have at will, whatever you want to do with the sciences at will, 24 sciences, you're going to have control of them to do whatever you need to do at will. So science and the scripture coming back together.
Yes, that's why Messiah speak about mastering the 24 elders,
right.
The 24 elders of science that he mastered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is way more than 24.
Exactly.
But in this universe
right.
that we know of, there's 24.
Right.
So that we will master those 24 and master the rest of them. But it's constant science.
Right.
The divine Heavenly Father has created so many universes.
Exactly.
We'll be mastering science for the rest of our lives.
I digress.
Right.
So like you said, it's different sciences in different worlds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to use a different science to manifest a different style body. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right, brother. So this is my last scripture of the day that I'm going to read from the Nag Hammadi, and it's coming out of page 600. And the name of the title of this one is The Angel Gamaliel Identify Himself. Now listen how with this read. It say, I am Gamaliel. It is to snatch, listen to this.
Snatch away.
Snatch. It is to snatch away
right.
the assembly
right.
of the children of Seth. That I have come,
right.
for they are above thousands of thousands and tens of thousands of tens of thousands
right.
of eons forever and ever.
Right. Exactly.
So that's letting us know that, see, this angel specific job, Gamaliel, is to come take the children
exactly.
of light
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
You see, that's his job.
That's nice.
Now, do you believe he's not going to do his job? Trust me, he's going to do his job.
Right.
And the thing is, but before he do his job, the Divine Heavenly Father, Metatron, Messiah, has given us a job to do. So we try to do our job, but yet we don't have much time to do it. So that's going to conclude our show for today. I want to thank all that joined us today. And we want to thank the Divine Heavenly Forefather, Messiah, the Earthly Mother, for giving us this platform today to minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. And if it's the Divine Heavenly Forefather's will, we'll be back next week to do this again. And we just want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father for, you know, allowing us to do this. So my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you for joining us. Now, one other thing I want to just mention is that my brother been having these dreams, and my brother dear said that soon something big will occur, probably this month and next month. We'll elaborate back on that next week. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Peace be unto you. Shalom. I want it.
Shalom.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.